Nerd Soul.
Woo! Late Ill Kid at One Youngster holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. Like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell, and let's friggin' go, because we got Deadpool and Wolverine, brand new trailer. We chillin', y'all. You best believe that. And I ain't by myself. I got some cool folks to roll through. You can see the little, you know, the little timestamps or whatever below, so you can hear what everybody got to say. Come back to your brother, play it forwards, backwards, pause, come back, give it to your friends, whatever. But boy, oh boy, is it good to be a nerd, to be a geek right now. Look, I don't know. There be people that be mad at stuff. I don't know how. With like 2 million channels, this should be something that you can find that you can like. And if you can't find something on TV and a movie that you like, there's got to be some kind of book or something somewhere. A book, a short story, a light novel, a comic, a graphic, something. There's no reason, especially when it comes to the MCU, because right now we on a comeback mission, baby. We got that X-Men 90 Shrem, all right? Believe that. And now we got Deadpool and Wolverine. The teaser was already looking good. And now the trailer out. So I'm going to drop some thoughts. Then I got some folks to come through. I'm going to drop a couple more thoughts. First off, I'm going to talk about Wolverine. The Wolverine that we see here, well, we also get this idea that we're going to be looking for a specific Wolverine. And that Deadpool is probably going to see, I don't know, maybe 2-3 different Wolverines or whatever before he gets to the right one. But the Wolverine that we meet that's in this bar definitely looks like there is nothing left. Like there's it's nothing there for him. He stands up and he goes to pop his claws. It doesn't really come out. We get a great kind of like joke about impotence, if you will. I think that's the best word I could use right now without, you know, YouTube acting like I got a problem or something. Meanwhile, you can put like the craziest trailers and seemingly it's still, don't worry about that. Anyway. The look on his face when Deadpool puts the gun to his head and he just leans into it lets you know this Wolverine is done. He's finished. And it's sad and kind of heartbreaking to see Logan at this point. And we know at least one Logan. I don't know if this will be the specific Logan, but we know at least one Logan. The way his story ended in the movie Logan was tough. It was not, you know, it was not good. And not that he died. I mean, of course, him dying is tough. But just where he was at the end of his life. All his friends were dead. You know, the professor was, he was in bad shape. And watching everyone around him dying was, it was kind of heartbreaking. The movie is good, but it's also kind of tough to watch sometimes too. But of course, he was able to save the, you know, the next generation of mutants that hopefully will carry the torch and saving people and, you know, stopping the bad guys, hopefully. But seeing the way he looks, the way he carries himself, even him not even really wanting to be bothered by Deadpool when he shows up. I mean, Deadpool has full outfit, gear, everything. And he's just like, whatever, get out of here, lady. You know, it's not even registering as someone who is even cares to exist anymore. They're kind of just floating through life. And it's sad to see him in this state, but I believe that this is going to be a road to redemption for him. It's going to be sort of, I think this might end up being a road to redemption for both of them, honestly. And seeing Wolverine being basically set off by Deadpool being like, you couldn't save your world and stuff like that. And knowing that whatever happened on his, in his part of the multiverse, in his universe, whatever it hung at least heavily on his head, this is going to be a point of contention, I think, very early on, because we see not only that him and Deadpool fight, and it seems like they fight because of that specifically, but it seems like they lead from that. I mean, it could be cut, but I doubt it. It seems like that is a specific fight, and we see Paradox with a bandage on his nose. So maybe maybe he punches Paradox because he makes a comment about the universe as well. But Wolverine in general, the suit, it looks awesome. Him and his ferocity, it looks great. Hugh Jackman is in incredible shape right now. Bruh, the arms, he brought the guns out. Man, I gotta do some push-ups, man. I gotta start doing some push-ups for real. I need to get a push-up regimen, all right? Because them arms is crazy right now. It's not even funny how jacked Hugh Jackman is in this. And every time he, you know, does Wolverine, there's always this crazy progression of like those guns, man. But to slide Wolverine to the side for a second, Deadpool. He's being Deadpool. If you like the first two movies, I know there were some people that didn't like the second one as much as the first, but if you like the first two movies or, you know, any of that sort of comedy at all, I mean, Ryan Reynolds has essentially been the same guy since Van Wilder. It just works extremely well for the Deadpool character. So in this case, you're getting that and you're getting it in spades. You get the whiskey D joke. You get the joke about cocaine in the end. It's so perfectly Deadpool when you look at something like this. And onto the comic style side with the incredible and crazy action that they pull off, it doesn't seem like they're pulling any punches. The fight scene between him and Wolverine that we see, who knows how long it might be, but that is, it seems insane, especially the shot, the crotch shot that he takes for Wolverine. And then on to these explosions that we see around what looks to be the, I guess, Cassandra's base. Or is it Cassandra Cain's? Cassandra Cain. Sandra, you know, whatever. But, you know, the idea of this ratcheted up violence, blood, gore, and these two guys that I don't know if I would pick for my team, even though I love them both. I think they're both very cool. I don't know if I picked them two, and I'll talk about a reason why later on, but it's just insane when you match all of that with the layered comedy stylings of Deadpool, you know, referencing, you know, like the third act flashback, things of that nature. It looks like we're in for an incredible time. Seriously, it looks like we're in for one of the better comic book movies that we've seen in a minute. And not because, you know, it's some kind of, I don't know, some kind of Oscar winning fare, but because they're playing into the characters themselves. Like, I mean, honestly, in most cases, I don't care what you change as far as storylines and stuff. I just want the characters to seem like the characters. Like, is this something that I believe that Wolverine would do or say? Is this something that Deadpool, I believe, would do or say? And here, I think both of them are giving A-plus performances. And everyone in the trailer seems like they have come to play. Now, I'm going to go in and throw it off to my other folks. They got things to say. I'll come back with some extra thoughts. But this is all about folks like Keith Cooper, Solar Gray, stuff like that. Y'all go in and take it away.
All right. So they didn't give you much in the way of story. Looks like Cassandra Nova's there. That's not bad. I like the gold guns. And Forrest Bump is hilarious. That's a hilarious term for doing the cocaina. Wolverine's a sad sack piece of crap, as always, but, you know, at least he's stabbing things. Seems interesting. A lot of action. I watch it. I mean, in light of X-Men 97, I'm gonna need, for X-Men movies, I would need, like, more X-Men, but, I mean, you know, this will do until we get some kind of decent live-action X-Men, maybe by Bo DeMeo. I mean, if Feige's smart. Anyway, whatever. He's cool. Endorsement. Thumbs up.
What's up, Nerd Soul fans? Just watched the Deadpool 3 trailer, and I'm just giving my reaction to that. You should know going in that Deadpool is something that I have enjoyed, but I'm not one of these like Deadpool stands that exists out here that's just like, can I get enough of Deadpool? Like, Deadpool's good. Deadpool's funny. But he's not my favorite character in the Marvel Universe. I do think he's the right character for right now, because Marvel has a problem where Phase 4, and then I think some people are calling some of what's come out recently Phase 5. I don't know. I've lost track of the phases, to be honest. It's been pretty hit or miss. There's been some good stuff, but for the most part, I would call it disappointing, particularly in comparison to some of the stuff that we've seen previously from Marvel, which was a lot better. So I do think that Marvel needs to make fun of itself and stop trying to take itself so seriously. I think that Marvel was never meant to be taken incredibly seriously, but as they transitioned from maybe more popular creators to less popular creators, it feels to me like they started taking themselves more seriously, partially because they wanted to show respect to these other smaller creators and showcase that maybe, you know, they weren't trying to offer more opportunities to people who were less experienced than some of the other people they'd worked with prior. I mean, they have a track record of working with people who are not super experienced, but in this case, I think that there's sort of this, we don't want to be perceived as punching down, so we're not going to come out and publicly admit that things aren't really on the right track. So you have like the corporate head, like Bob Iger and some of those folks who are saying, look, like, we're not doing a good job, but you're not really seeing that individual creators are getting like pushback, except from people on YouTube. So I think that corporately, if Marvel was able to say, like, and I think they maybe are able to say, this is why I'm saying, this is why I'm bringing this up in the context of Deadpool, they maybe are able to say, we've made some mistakes, like, here are some of those mistakes. Even in the trailer, which I'll break down in more detail, kind of more chronologically, but just to point this out, there's like the giant Ant-Man suit that's in there that people are like living in and out of. And it just seems to me like there's some room there to make fun of Ant-Man, because Quantumania was horrible. It's one of the worst. It's one of the worst Marvel movies, probably. And again, it's nothing against the people working on it. I'm sure they all were doing a fantastic job, and Paul Rudd's obviously hilarious. But that movie just didn't come in with the kind of quality that we would expect from some Marvel stuff. So I think this is a good opportunity for Marvel to sort of reset itself and remind people that Marvel was good and you loved it, and we are going to keep producing content like that. So Deadpool is a good place to do that. Daredevil is a good place to do that. Daredevil has gone through a lot of revisions. I'm hoping all of those revisions are taking it back to what they were doing on Netflix, because that was phenomenal. Daredevil is probably one of my favorite Marvel properties of all time. It's my favorite TV show of all time, up there with Stranger Things and Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, Andor. It's in that tier. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing show. So I'm hoping they'll go back to that, as opposed to saying we need to reinvent it for some reason. They're even making fun of Kevin Feige in the trailer. So I think what I'm trying to say is I'm looking forward to Deadpool 3 more so than I was looking forward to Deadpool or Deadpool 2, because I'm not a Deadpool stan. So when I say I'm looking forward to it, it's more so I'm looking for the nostalgia that the earlier Marvel series had, or the earlier Marvel movies had. And I'm looking forward to experiencing someone making fun of what Marvel has turned into, and hopefully bringing back some of the hope that we would get some of those other things more similar to what we used to experience. So with that in mind, I'm going to just react to this trailer. I think it's an incredibly strong trailer, and I kind of expect nothing less from Ryan Reynolds, because the one thing Ryan Reynolds excels at, I mean, if you were to go back in time and say, like, how did Ryan Reynolds just explode his career? And a lot of it was because he took control of his career and he learned how to become one of the best celebrity marketers on the planet. I mean, the guy is just so talented at marketing himself. He's like him and Taylor Swift, right? Like, and I don't like Taylor Swift, but she's everywhere. So it's crazy to me that's a possibility. But the fact that we, you know, even begin the trailer with a little bit more of a callback to some of the times we've seen Wolverine in the past, where he's at a bar is phenomenal. And then it immediately gets us into sort of the dynamic between them. You know, Logan says, "Look, lady, I'm not interested," which is really funny. And then Deadpool's sort of desperate. We don't really normally see Deadpool as desperate, but he's still making fun of Wolverine. And I think they make fun of Wolverine's age here, too. And I think a couple things are really interesting to me about this trailer. One is that the dynamic between the two of them is expressed very quickly, and the stakes are explained very quickly. To me, that's really, really smart. So why is that smart? For a couple of reasons. One, we know this isn't just a joke movie. This is actually Ryan Reynolds saying, look, I'm going to live into the MCU and be a part of the MCU. I'm not going to just make a Deadpool movie that's not related. So I think that's really important, because that then ties in Wolverine into this as well. Later on in the trailer, we're going to hear him say that Wolverine neglected to save his world. And so obviously we're playing with the multiverse, right? And it's sort of obvious, I think, from the trailers that we're going to go to different places in the multiverse. And I think that this may still be the same Wolverine that would have been pre-Wolverine death in Logan, but after he is not standing up to the evils that have taken over our world in that context, right? He was taking care of Francis Xavier and making sure that Charles Xavier. Where did I come up with Francis? I don't know. Charles Xavier. He's taking care of Charles Xavier, and he's kind of removed himself from fighting evil in the world, fighting the bad guys in the world. That seems like the Wolverine that Deadpool is showing up to speak to. Now, I could be totally off on that. This could be a different person, not related to that at all. It's a different multiverse place where Charles Xavier's name is Francis. I don't know what's going on, but I think that if I were to say, like, yeah, this is going back into the pre-death Logan, seems to me to be accurate. So that to me is interesting. The fact that he doesn't want to work with him is interesting. There's obviously a giant fight between the two of them in this. And there's a lot of Easter eggs, as always, with Deadpool 2. The 20th Century Fox logo is like completely destroyed, which is pretty interesting since that's now a Disney property. But clearly Deadpool is feels like he's going to lose his universe, and he doesn't know how to save universes, which he talks about. And so it's this idea that he has to force Wolverine to help him save his world, which is basically the message of the trailer. And there's even like a flashback sequence here of Wolverine, which appears like he's next to either like a, I don't know, a force field, or these are all like monuments to, I don't know, different X-Men or something. I'm not sure. But there's a lot of animosity between these two, and they're both living into, you know, various points in their past. Even when we see Paradox say this Wolverine let his entire world down, let down his entire world, is that even as interesting to me?
What up, y'all? This is Keith Cooper of Blurtish. Just watched the new, I guess the official trailer for Deadpool Wolverine. Definitely adds a lot more to it. I was already in from the teaser trailer, but we get to see more. We actually get to see Wolverine in this one. And I guess just from whatever they were saying, this is one of those variants, alt, whatever, you know, multiverse things they can play with. So this Wolverine is probably not the Fox Universe Wolverine, but it's another Wolverine. And he supposedly let his world down. So this is going to be definitely got all the buddy cop vibes. I love it. It's definitely R-rated. They're not playing around in the trailer. Shout out to the fourth wall breaking about, you know, when Leslie Uglum said you want to do some cocaine. He was like, we can't do that. He said, Feige says that's one of the few things that's off the board. The jokes are going to be funny in this one. I mean, I like Ryan Reynolds since Van Wilder, so you know what you're getting if you have watched Deadpool 1 and 2. And, you know, shout out to, for old boy coming back and playing Wolverine. I know that was kind of off the table, but Ryan Reynolds, you know, prompted him to do so, and they're friends, so hey man, I'm happy to see this comeback for everybody and for maybe a new approach to, I hate to say, more quality movies. I know y'all done heard that to death, but we do need a little more quality control in Marvel movies, so it's time for that. You know, I'm cool with 2 a year, and if you do 3, space them out, maybe 2 and maybe 1 smaller hero. I think there's ways to do it, but this is going to be the only Marvel movie this year. It's going to be a hit. 2 characters people love. It's at the right time of the year. It's not too early in summer, so I think it and cleared all the space off. Everybody's not really messing with the movie date. It's going to be a hit. Like, this is probably going to be a hit through back to school time. This is the time that it's being released. So from the end of July through August, this thing is going to, I think, a $1 billion hit. So, and then maybe the executives at Disney can chill out and, you know, be at peace for a second. Shout out to X-Men 97.
Predictable? Yes. Awesome? Absolutely. It's almost like when Disney bought the Fox properties, they sat back and they read the fan letters and they said, well, Wolverine carried this whole franchise for at least 10 years. What do the fans really want? And they put all of it in this 2-minute trailer. We got gruff Wolverine, we've got violence, we've got profanity, and finally, because, you know, Logan did good numbers. Logan was an amazing movie. So what did they do? It looks like they went to get Wolverine from post X-Men franchise, but before Logan, and said, hey, Deadpool, go get that guy. I'm really looking to see the juxtaposition between these characters, because comic book cop movie comic book buddy cop has never been a bad combination. Yeah. So, is this a shut up and take my money from most people? Yeah. And I guess I'm like most people, but shut up, take my money.
Some people have complained that a lot of the older heroes are now depressed and not living into their heroism and have to be talked back into it. And for some reason, there's a lot of people that complain about that. It happened with Luke Skywalker. We've seen it with Obi-Wan Kenobi. There's other examples. Even to a certain extent, Maverick from Top Gun, it fits into that category a little bit, although not as bad on his part. So going back to that well again, is that good or bad? I'm not sure. I think I'm going to say something really controversial here, and this is probably not something that most people are saying, but I think that Hugh Jackman as Wolverine is good. But I'm not one of these people that thinks that Hugh Jackman has to be Wolverine for the next 10 years. I'm totally fine if they recast Wolverine. I would like to see someone else take it over at this point. He's been Wolverine forever, and he's done a great job. That's great, but that doesn't mean we don't want something new. So I'm hoping that this is maybe the last we'll see of Hugh Jackman in that role. A lot of times stars do these kind of roles or go back to this kind of well. One, because I think that they have fun doing it. But two, I think also that these are the kind of films that fund some of their more creative ideas that aren't going to make as much money, but that gives them a salary to be able to do some of those things. And it also gives them a lot of publicity. If you're in a Marvel movie, you're getting a lot of publicity thrown your way as an actor, which you can utilize to turn into marketing dollars, like Ryan Reynolds has been so great at, as I mentioned earlier. So we're dealing with the whole time stuff going on again, like we've seen in Loki, the Time Authority or whatever it's called. And that's cool. And then there's a lot of Deadpool and Wolverine fighting, which I'm sure is an extended sequence. A lot of them making fun of each other, telling them to go F each other. Now, this is what's really interesting to me. I'm watching the trailer on the Marvel Entertainment page. I don't see anything on here that it's a Red Band trailer, but they are for sure saying the F word a lot. Now, I understand from why they'd want to do that from a Marvel perspective, because they want to say Marvel really needs to send a clear signal that they have not, I'll use the term F'd with, since the trailer loves it, the idea of what Deadpool should be. So it's like kind of like, let's go ahead and make sure that the audience knows that this is what Deadpool is going to be all about. We're going to be very much R-rated, and even in the trailer, we're going to put that out there. Now, if I were Marvel, I would have probably put a Red Band notification across the front of it, because this thing has 20.4 million... All right, let me see how many views. That's how many subscribers. It already has 2.7 million views. I saw that the Ryan Reynolds posted version had like 7.5 million views. And I can see Ryan Reynolds getting away with a Red Band trailer, no problem. I don't see Marvel Entertainment not getting a little bit of backlash for this, just because kids watch the Marvel Entertainment YouTube channel all the time. So I was a little surprised by that. I'm not personally offended. I don't care. But I could see people with kids feeling like that's a problem. I thought it was really funny, the joke that's in here. There's a shot where Wolverine and Deadpool are walking through like a town that looks like it's been just completely demolished. And in the background, there's a Liefeld's Just Feet, obviously referring to Rob Liefeld, the creator of Deadpool, and a lot of people's criticisms that he's not very good at proportions and terrible at drawing feet. That was a really pretty good joke. But yeah, I mean, it looks like this is going to be classic Deadpool. There is a little bit of conversation about X-Men, slightly. Really cool slow motion shot of Wolverine drawing his claws. I don't know who this villain is. I do not recognize the villain, nor do I recognize the actress that is playing the villain. Although it feels like I should know who it is. I just can't recognize her. I think that there's this weird, the one location they're in, which I'm assuming is a universe, maybe Logan's universe, where it looks like it's all Mad Max Fury Road style. That's kind of interesting, I guess. I mean, a lot of this trailer is them fighting and then saying like, oh, I really want you to help me save my world because you didn't save yours. So there's like a redemption arc. I feel like this could be, the character could be like a Magneto related character, because she does control Wolverine at some point. We always knew that Magneto could control Wolverine because of his adamantium skeleton, basically, or reinforced skeleton. And so I don't know if she's some sort of like related villain there. But clearly this is going to become them having a good time. There is a portal that appears here. This portal makes me wonder if this is either a Doctor Strange reference and that he will appear, because obviously like, in the background you almost have like a Dormammu or like a some other villain in Doctor Strange that this reminds me of, this like cloud, this like purple smoke cloud. They are jumping through a portal. It makes me wonder if they're going to jump into the Thanos battle. Because that's when everyone was going to fight Thanos. That would be really interesting. The portal itself is not, it looks like it's been CG'd so that we can't see where they're going, to be honest. Like, it looks like they've covered up whatever's in that portal. Because normally when Marvel does a portal, you can see through the portal, you can see where they're going. They clearly do not want us to know where they're going, which makes me think it's probably the portal scene. I could be totally wrong about that, but it just makes me think that, just based on the fact that they're hiding it. And you know, I'm more of a storytelling assessor. I'm not, or analyzer. I'm not like the person who's going to tell you like all of the Easter eggs related to all the other stories that exist in the comic books. I'm just not that, because I don't know those things as well. But I can tell you what's cool is that the story actually looks compelling, because the stakes are really high. Wade feels like he needs to defend his world, and he feels like he's not able to do it himself, and he needs to go after somebody else to help him do it. I think that's really strong. And I think that the relationship between the two, so the characters, are really strong here as well. And there's a rich history of that, although I'm not super familiar with that history. I know that there's a rich history of those characters sort of, you know, being involved with one another. The interesting thing will be if they involve any other characters, which I think they're going to. They just are not letting us know. Like, I know that I don't know. I'm pretty sure that Spider-Man also plays a big role in the Deadpool universe. And so I think it could be that we see like Tom Holland as Spider-Man in here would be really fascinating. Maybe he's in here in the background somewhere and I missed him too. I mean, that's always a thing with these Marvel trailers. But lots of good jokes, very funny. It'll be very interesting to see how this turns out. But I will say that even though I'm not a Deadpool stan, this is one of the movies I'm looking more forward to coming out this year. So hope everybody else is on the same page. If you're not, I'm sure you'll let us know in the comments. Thanks for listening.
The look of this trailer, even though we get a lot of, you know, comic quips and stuff and comedy quips from Deadpool, there is this moment with them in the car where he kind of shoves the photo of his friends in his face like, look, this is my last chance. And I think Deadpool, the first, second, and I guess now this one maybe, but the first and second one do a good job of peeling back Deadpool's, I guess, persona for a moment to be like, okay, guys, look, I know how I act, but seriously, I care and I want to do something important for those that I love, for those that I care about. And the set dressing, the look of this trailer, which I hope is indicative of the movie as a whole, seems like, okay, we don't have much time left. Like, this is what we got. And if this doesn't work, we might all be done. We might all be screwed because of this villain. And the villain that we get is, it seems like Cassandra Cain is the main villain, maybe. The jury's still out on whether we can fully trust Paradox, just because we've seen, you know, how the TVA was in Loki season 1 and 2. So we can't really rule out someone or a faction at the TVA. Looking at you, Paradox. But right now, it seems like it's Cassandra Cain, and whatever she's doing, however she's manipulating these particular multiverses or the multiverse as a whole, is going to be a devastating, you know, effect on not only like just the multiverses she's not in, but maybe it's a situation where she wants to end it all, like even everything up into herself as well. So it might be kind of one of those I want to kill everything kind of missions, or kind of, you know, I guess vibes from her. One thing that I think that we will get a chance to enjoy is the sort of multiple Deadpools, the Deadpool core, whatever. We've seen the Deadpool dog, but I think we're holding back, or I think the trailer's holding back on other Deadpool variants, because I don't believe that we're going to see Wolverine variants and not see Deadpool variants. I mean, we're talking about the TVA and talking about things that I think we're going to see. I wonder if we might see Loki. Maybe we see Eliath, or I wonder if we'll see Ravonna. You know what I'm saying? Ravenna, what's the girl's name? Gugu and Bathara, her character, Renslayer. I wonder if we'll see her. I wonder if we'll see any number of the Loki variants. Like, say if we won't get the main Loki, I wonder if we'll see one of the variants, maybe like Kid Loki or something like that. Also, since we do see Eliath, maybe we'll see Miss Minutes. Like, there's all the way this is shown, the way this is presented is like everything's on the table. We see what looks to be, I don't know for sure, but it looks like it's Red Skull's old car. Well, yeah, I guess it is his old car, because that was in the past. So Red Skull's old car. We also see Eliath. We see that Cassandra's base is inside the deteriorated or dead body of Giant Man. And who knows how that happened. Maybe a long time ago there was some kind of battle where he thought going giant would work, and then somebody used some kind of special weapon against him that he didn't know would exist, and then he just died like that. But it's just creepy living in something like that. But I mean, that stuff does happen. I mean, even if you look under, you know, under the sea or under the sea, you'll see, you know, carcasses of, you know, sharks or whales or whatever. And you'll see that a small little community of fish is just living up there, kicking it, you know, little kelp or whatever growing around. Like, it, life just goes on. So there's this idea, at least that I'm getting, that, yo, everything is fair game. The TVA is here. We got Eliath here. Maybe we'll see Renslayer. Maybe we'll see Loki or a type of Loki. Who knows how many different Deadpools we'll see. Will we see something like Gwynpool? All of the Wolverines that we might or may see. Whether the TVA is, you know, straight up with us, or maybe they're lying to us, i.e., you know, Deadpool and Wolverine from the get-go. There's so much in here that there's so many questions that are answered and so much that are still left to answer that I really dig. Because even when you see Cassandra, her first words are like, boys are silly. And I think what she means is she's talking about, like, she's referring to Deadpool and, you know, Logan as boys. Basically, like, you boys are so silly. You can't beat me. And honestly, with Cassandra's powers, like, you see how Wolverine goes up against her. She's like, bro, please. It's, at least for me, on a mission like this, if I'm the TVA, now, of course, we haven't, like, established these characters, but someone like Cassandra, you know, it would be nice to maybe pull out a Legion, a Molecule Man, or something. Like, Wolverine wouldn't be my first pick. Not that I don't like Wolverine, but I mean, we gonna need, you know, Cassandra is not, she ain't no slouch, and she's just playing with them. But we also have the fourth wall awareness of Deadpool that might throw a wrench in her plans. Speaking of us, other people that we might see, is it possible to see Doctor Strange or someone, or maybe America, because she's been training in the skills? You know, there's so many people that are available to come through and do that whole ring transporter thing that they be doing. Like, why not? I mean, shoot. Got Wong, you got America, you got Doctor Strange. Any one of those could come through and represent. And I think it could be really cool. Even if they're just there for, like, you know, 2 minutes, that could be awesome to be like, okay, cool, I'll help you get to this point, or I'll do this, or I've been, since I had my issue with Wanda and all her craziness, I've actually been looking into the multiverse, and I see y'all are doing something. I see what y'all are doing. I see why y'all are doing it. Here, I'm gonna hit y'all with a little power up. Boom, y'all going in through the window or go through the wall or whatever. Y'all go through the little circle and y'all gonna be all right. So I'm so excited looking at this because of the possibilities of what this brings, not only to us in the film, but also to the universe, or the, I guess, the multiverse as a whole. I think also you pair this with the Fantastic Four film, I think that we might be ending up with not a universe really anymore, but maybe a situation where they're just going to run with a multiverse. And maybe it's a situation where they'll come through every now and then. Like, you know, we have our main Avengers universe, right? And we have the Fantastic Four, and say they meet in Secret Wars or whatever, and but they still go back to their universe. And every now and then, Fantastic Four might show up and be like, hey man, we had to come through because we don't know if y'all know, but, you know, such and such is going to happen in the negative zone or something like that. And then they be like, all right, peace out, or whatever. Or they do some kind of special mission for some Avengers movie in the future. Or maybe they really are going to collapse all of these realities down into one. And then we'll have some issue with Doom or with an evil Reed or something like that, where maybe Future Franklin has to come through and be like, oh, by the way, Dad, you're my dad, and you don't know that yet, but Mama's going to be pregnant next year or something like that. Who knows? Because there's so many, looking at this, there's so many ways to take it, and I really enjoy that. But yeah, man, that's pretty much it. Holla at me. I'm going to holla at you down in them comments, man. Let's talk Deadpool. I've been having a good time watching this trailer over and over. There's so much stuff to just watch and enjoy. Anything that's on y'all minds, hit me up, because I cannot wait. And ain't this dropping? This is dropping like right up against San Diego Comic-Con, right? I think so. So if people are going down to San Diego this year, you know, those people can probably see it something like Hall H or something like that. Yeah, because it's July 26th. So shouts out to everybody who got a July birthday, because y'all just got a gift from your boy Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. And I guess I could throw Kevin in there too. I mean, he do a little something. But guys, of course, until the next time, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, podcast, all that jazz. And until the next time that you have to go work with the TVA to take down Cassandra and all of her crazy minions, this is us to you just saying, peace.